taking some time and celebrating some big wins within our dairy industry. I'm Keith Weinberg with your WNAX Farm News Update. We have seen some big wins across parts of the ag sector. We have also experienced a number of big challenges. But with challenges, new doors of opportunities open up. Krista Hardin is the president and CEO of the U.S. Dairy Export Council.
Well, yes, I'm actually going to Peru, and we're doing something different this time. We're going to be helping to host International Latin American Conference on the Health and Nutrition Benefits of Dairy and Dairy in the Diet. So we're talking to health officials, we're talking to dietitians and nutritionists and heads of government who deal with health in the diet. So we're really trying to broaden our base of education to health officials across Latin America.
And that's where it starts, doesn't it? Education, that is the key, building education along with relationships.
You're exactly right. So we'll be in Lima, Peru, but there are countries, I think 11 or 12 different countries
Wow.
who will be represented. So you're right. Educating the folks from Mayo Clinic are coming down. Scientists and nutritionists and doctors across Latin America are part of the programming. So we're gonna have a good, hopefully successful dialogue with our friends in Latin America.
Well, we know within the dairy industry, there has been some bigger wins for us. I had noted here, but the U.S.-Taiwan agreement. Looks like we have some wins there for our U.S. dairy products.
We're extremely excited. Taiwan has always been on our radar. Of course, geographically, it's closer to other suppliers, but they're very, very keen on getting more dairy from U.S. And now with this trade agreement, we do believe that we'll have a lot more opportunity. Our member companies are excited. Our farmers are excited. This is just one in several decisions pretty early on from the administration. I think it'll be very helpful to the dairy export.
And that's what we need. And of course, trade agreements, working with our friends to the north, Canada, our friends in Mexico, and us, we have that trade agreement kind of being reviewed right now as well.
We do. Just to remind listeners, you know, it's up for review. USMCA is up for review this year, starting this summer, and we are really pushing the administration to make sure that it's truly review and they look at some of the issues that have not worked as they were intended, especially with our relationship with Canada. The TRQs, that's the tariff rate quotas, not to use the acronym, sorry. I mean, making sure that what Canada agreed to in the beginning of USMCA, they actually, you know, follow through. So we've got some improvements to make in this agreement, but I think around 44-45% of all dairy exports go to either Mexico and Canada. So the combination of the two, it's about 44-45% of our exports. So we need to get this right, and we need to make sure it works as it should.
And it has been working, but like you said, you know, every so often you need to make a little bit of a tweak, don't you?
We do indeed. You know, with Mexico, it has been much, much better. A few nudges around the edges, a little improvements, but with Canada, again, we do have some issues that we really want to make sure are rectified and improved.
As she pointed out, this trade agreement between the U.S., Mexico, and Canada is very important for U.S. trade. She pointed out that there will be some tweaks being made to this agreement, which is expected. But again, a lot of our products cross either side, whether they're going to the north or to the south, that benefit our U.S. ag producers. With your WNAX Farm News Update, I'm Keith Weinberg.